Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Kelly Mattson of the American Legion. We're going to be talking about some good events they have coming up here in Carbon County to commemorate Memorial Day and Flag Day. Kelly, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us again. We really appreciate it.
It's not a problem.
So Memorial Day and Flag Day, always a good time of year to kind of help honor those veterans in our community. And, you know, we always like to talk about the distinction between Veterans Day and between Memorial Day. So for people who aren't really familiar with that distinction, can you just kind of explain it for them?
Yes. Veterans Day is for any veteran, whether they've passed away or not. Memorial Day is for the ones that have passed away. And then there is also Armed Forces Day, which is for the ones that are still serving now.
Yeah, and so it sometimes feels like we get mixed up in what these days are actually meant to commemorate. So it's always good to kind of make that distinction. But we'll start diving into the events you have coming up. So coming up on Memorial Day, which is Monday, May 25th, what do you guys have going on this year?
We will be doing speeches. Unfortunately, I'm the one that has to give them, so you have to listen to me. But we will be starting in Helper at 8 a.m. on the 25th. And then we will go to the Price Cemetery at 9 a.m. 9:30, we will be at the Cliffview Cemetery, and then Wellington Cemetery at 10:30 in the morning. And then we will be going out to East Carbon at 11:30.
And so it's one of those tours, again, that covers the length of the county, and you make sure that you guys hit pretty every major municipality within here. And outside of the speeches, what will you guys be doing at each of these stops?
We will be firing the rifles, and we'll be doing a little flag ceremony where we'll lower the flag to half-mast. I'll do the speech. We'll fire the rifles, and we'll raise the flag back up. We will be starting on the 20th, Wednesday, putting out flags at all of the cemeteries. If anybody would like to come and help volunteer, we will be starting at Price Cemetery at 9 a.m. Wednesday, and it's a very large area, so we need as much help as we can possibly get. But we will be placing a flag on every veteran's grave, including the private small cemeteries they get decorated also.
You know, this is one of my favorite traditions with Memorial Day. I love seeing you guys out there and placing those flags out there. And it's a great chance for the community to get involved in well and help commemorate this day. And then you guys also have another event coming up later on in the month of June. On June 14th, you guys will be celebrating Flag Day. What are celebrations like that going to look like?
Once again, you have to listen to me give a nice little speech. And then we will actually proceed into retiring the flags, which is us appropriately burning them the way that the flag code says. And once again, we could use some volunteers. If you would like to come out and help, not just bring out any flags that you might have or drop them off at the city building, we would love to have you help. If you want to help place the flags, please wear nothing that will melt. Definitely cottons.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught up in those flames, because I've stood by one of those ceremonies before and it gets hot by those flames, but it is one of the most beautiful ceremonies you will ever see. If you've never checked one out, I highly encourage you do so, because I'm sure you can attest to this. It brings up feelings that you don't really get to feel any other time.
Yes, very much. But that will be, like he said, it's supposed to be the 14th, but that is a Sunday. So we are actually going to be doing it on Saturday, the 13th. At noon, right behind the firehouse there on that big parking lot.
And it's a ceremony that, again, is definitely worth taking place in. Even if you don't have a flag to retire, I recommend you go check this one out. And then something you and I were talking about beforehand is that, you know, as we get further and further into this new generation, we're starting to see more and more people come home from the military. And as such, that's more and more people who could be looking to join the American Legion. So you kind of wanted to put out a recruitment call for that.
Yes. If you would like to join the American Legion, you can find we have a website now. That is, the picture on it is the statue of the Doughboy there at the Peace Gardens. So you'll know, but it's Price American Legion Post 3.
And for people who aren't familiar with what the American Legion does, what does it look like when you guys gather?
Well, for just our regular meetings, we just talk about what's been going on the last few weeks. But also we do the military funerals, we march in the parades, and we also do buddy checks, which is we go out and we check on the guys that can't get out of their houses anymore to make sure everybody's okay and just have a good time. Mondays and Fridays we meet at McDonald's to have coffee, and I'm not sure how McDonald's feels about that, but they seem to enjoy us.
You know, you're joining a community of some of the best people in our community. So if you are a veteran, if you have served, I highly recommend you check out the American Legion. Now, Kelly, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
No, I would just would like to see anybody that would like to come out and have see, experience some fun times.
And it's going to be a great time. Kelly, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me.
Again, we are joined by Kelly Mattson, Post Commander here in Price for the American Legion. We're talking about a few upcoming events they have. On Monday, May 25th, they're going to be celebrating Memorial Day. They're going to be planting flags earlier this week. And then we look ahead to Flag Day, real Flag Day on June 14th. They will be doing their ceremonies on the Saturday leading up to it on June 13th. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.